Explain how Luxembourg connects fortress history, old streets, castle culture, Moselle wine, and a nearby Formula One race, and use those contrasts to discuss travel with deeper knowledge. Luxembourg is small, but it does not feel simple. In this lesson, we connect old fortress streets, castles, local wine, and a nearby Formula One race at Spa-Francorchamps. The goal is not to memorize tourist facts. The goal is to understand why one trip can feel quiet, elegant, historical, and suddenly very fast. When you travel, do you prefer famous places or smaller places with a hidden feeling? What makes a city memorable for you? Views, history, food and drink, people, or atmosphere? Would you enjoy mixing slow sightseeing with a loud sport event in the same trip? Luxembourg sits between France, Belgium, and Germany. That position helps explain why the country feels international. Luxembourgish, French, German, and English can appear in different situations, and the country often feels like a meeting point rather than a simple national story. The interesting thing is the contrast. Luxembourg has medieval streets, stone bridges, river valleys, castles, and vineyards. It is also a financial center and a place connected with European institutions and international business. A visitor can feel both the old borderland and the modern European capital in the same day. This makes Luxembourg useful for travel English because it is not only a checklist destination, it rewards careful attention. You need to notice layers: language, geography, history, money, politics, wine, and quiet local pride. Luxembourg City is not a flat capital that you understand from one street. It is built around cliffs, valleys, bridges, upper areas, and lower riverside districts such as Grund. This geography helped make the city naturally defensive. UNESCO describes Luxembourg as one of Europe's great fortified sites from the 16th century until 1867, when many walls were dismantled. Different European powers reinforced the fortress over several centuries. That is why the old quarters and fortifications matter. They are not just pretty old stones. They are evidence of a city shaped by strategy. For a traveler, this changes the walk. You move from viewpoints to bridges, from high streets down toward the Alzette Valley, and from open views into narrow passages. The city feels almost theatrical, as if stone, water, height, and history are building the scene together. The Bock casemates are underground defensive tunnels built into the rock below the old city. The Bock Promontory is also connected with the origin story of Luxembourg City because Count Siegfried built a castle there in 963. Later, the fortress system became one reason the city was called the Gibraltar of the North. The casemates help learners understand an important idea. Luxembourg's beauty is not only on the surface. Above ground, you may see the Corniche, old walls, the river valley, and beautiful viewpoints. Under the rock, you find tunnels, gun chambers, loopholes, military routes, and the memory of siege. This is why the city feels layered in a literal way. The old town is not only streets and squares. It is also vertical space, cliff, bridge, tunnel, valley, and hidden passage. A good traveler notices both the postcard view and the system that made the view possible. If someone wants one strong castle image in Luxembourg, Vianden Castle is usually the first choice. The official castle history says it was built between the 11th and 14th centuries and became one of the important feudal residences of the Romanesque and Gothic periods in Europe. Vianden is beautiful, but its story is not only romantic. In the 19th century, the castle was sold piece by piece and became a ruin. In 1977, it was transferred to state ownership, and restoration work made the castle visible again as a major monument. Other castles show different moods. Beaufort combines medieval ruins with a later Renaissance castle. La Rochette stands above a valley. Burscheid overlooks the Schur River and is described as the largest castle in the country. Clairvaux connects castle space with photography and museum culture. Together, they show that castles are not one idea. They can mean defense, family power, ruins, restoration, landscape, art, and national memory. Luxembourg's Moselle region is in the east and southeast of the country, along the river border with Germany. The Public Luxembourg portal describes the Moselle as a 42 kilometers natural border and a long-standing grape and wine-growing region. This gives the trip a calmer side after cliffs, tunnels, and castles. The region is especially connected with white and sparkling wines. Visit Luxembourg lists grape varieties such as Pinot, Auxerrois, Riesling, Rivenère, and Elbling. Crémant de Luxembourg is a local sparkling wine style, and it can be a useful travel word because many people know champagne but do not know Crémant. The important travel idea is scale. Luxembourg wine is not famous in the same global way as Bordeaux, Burgundy, or Tuscany. That can make it more interesting. Drinking local wine in the Moselle is a way to taste geography. River, cool climate, limestone, borderland culture, and local confidence without much shouting. The Formula One part of this trip changes the energy completely. Spa-Francorchamps is in Belgium, not Luxembourg, but it can fit naturally into a Luxembourg-based trip because the region is close enough for cross-border travel. The official Spa Grand Prix site lists the 2026 Belgian Grand Prix for 17 to 19 July 2026. Spa is famous because it is not a simple modern city circuit. Formula One's official race page describes the original public road circuit through Francorchamps, Malmedy, and Stavelot, and the modern circuit as 7.104 kilometers through the forests and rolling hills of the Ardennes. It is long, fast, and shaped by elevation. Weather adds another layer of drama. Formula One's Belgium fan guide warns that Spa weather is unpredictable and that rain is always possible. This matters because rain changes tire choice, visibility, braking, risk, and team strategy. One race weekend can become a lesson in speed, engineering, judgment, and patience. An 8-day Luxembourg trip can have a surprising rhythm. One day may feel slow and historical. Old streets, the Corniche, the Grund, or the Bock casements. Another day may feel architectural and visual. Vianden, Beaufort, Burscheid, or La Rochette. Another day may feel relaxed and elegant. Moselle wine, a river village, and local Crémant. Then Formula One adds noise, speed, crowds, weather pressure, and technology. At first, this seems like the opposite of castles and wine. But there is a connection. Castles show old systems of power and protection. F1 shows modern systems of speed, safety, engineering, and decision-making. The best travel memories often come from contrast. Quiet streets feel quieter after a race. A local glass of wine feels richer after a long walking day. A castle feels more powerful when you understand why it was built. Travel becomes deeper when you can explain the story behind the mood. Optional source links checked July 7, 2026. Use these when you or the teacher want to check the city history, castle details, wine region, or 2026 Belgian Grand Prix facts. UNESCO World Heritage Center, City of Luxembourg, its old quarters and fortifications, https://whc.unesco.org/n/list/699. Luxembourg City Tourist Office, Bock Casemates, https://www.luxembourgcity.com/n/tours-activities/underground/Bock-Casemates. Luxembourg City Tourist Office, Chemin de la Corniche, https://www.luxembourg-city.com/place/fortification/chemin tiret de tiret, la tiret corniche. Official Vianden Castle site, https://castle-vianden.lu/gb. Luxembourg Public Portal. Luxembourg, a land of castles. https://luxembourg.public.lu/n/visit/arts-and-culture/castles.html. Visit Luxembourg, Moselle Wine Region, https://www.visitluxembourg.com/destinations/regions/Moselle. Luxembourg Public Portal, Moselle, a grape and wine growing region, https://luxembourg.public.lu/n/visit/flavors/moselle-a-grape-and-wine-growing-region.html. Official Spa Grand Prix site, men https://www.spagrandprix.com/en/. Formula One official race page, https://www.formulaone.com/n/racing/2026/Belgium. Formula One fan guide to Belgium, https://www.formulaone.com/n/latest/article/destination-belgium-n-f1-fans-guide.7afxeprxxeshacy9xcvnf. Why does Luxembourg often feel international? It sits between France, Belgium, and Germany, and several languages and cultures meet there. Do you prefer places that are famous immediately, or places that slowly become interesting as you learn more? Why was Luxembourg City historically important for defense? Its cliffs, valleys, and strategic position made it a strong, fortified city. Do you like cities where geography changes the feeling of the walk? What makes the Bock casemates more than a simple tourist tunnel? They were part of the city's defensive system and show the hidden military layer under the old town. Do you enjoy sightseeing places that feel mysterious or hidden? Why is Vianden Castle more than a beautiful photo spot? It has a long feudal history, nearly disappeared as a ruin, and was restored after becoming state property in 1977. Which castle mood interests you more? Restored and complete, or ruined and mysterious? What kinds of wine is the Moselle region especially connected with? It is connected with white wines and sparkling wines such as Crémant de Luxembourg. Would you rather visit a world-famous wine region or a smaller local region that feels more personal? Why does Spa-Francorchamps feel different from a simple city circuit? It is a long, fast circuit in the Ardennes, with hills, forest, elevation changes, and unpredictable weather. In Formula One, what seems most important to you? The driver, the car, the team, the weather, or luck? What different moods can one Luxembourg-based trip include? It can include quiet history, castle atmosphere, elegant wine culture, nature, and the intense energy of Formula One. Do you prefer trips with one clear theme or trips with many different moods? Speaking practice questions. Why might Luxembourg be more interesting than its size suggests? Which part of the trip would you want to understand most deeply? The city, castles, wine, or F1? How do old defensive systems and modern racing systems both show human skill under pressure? What is one fact from this lesson that would change how you look at Luxembourg? If you planned one 8-day trip around contrast, what moods would you combine? Luxembourg is easy to underestimate because it is small. But small does not mean simple. The country can teach a traveler how borderlands work, languages meet, powers leave marks, castles guard valleys, wine follows a river, and modern Europe sits beside medieval stone. The Formula One part makes the lesson stronger because it breaks the quiet picture. A trip is not only scenery, it is rhythm. Luxembourg can offer slow walks, hidden tunnels, restored castles, local taste, and then the controlled chaos of Spa. That contrast gives the traveler more to say in English than, "It was beautiful."